You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood.
I love that.
Now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. It is time for hour number three, act three as we call it here, as we talk about all the things in life we love. Comedy, TV, movies, music, you name it, and of course the great state of Wisconsin. We had a lot of fun talking to Arthur Ersink, the creator of Wisconsin Foodie. They start their 16th season tomorrow on PBS Wisconsin, a truly outstanding show that celebrates Whole Foods, community, and just a really outstanding show. Arthur also gave us some tips for Super Bowl snacks, and they were a little better than Steve Segrin's, who is on the show right now.
I have another idea for a snack. You know when you go to like ice cream, get ice cream, and you have sprinkles?
Yeah.
You can put it on your ice cream. Just sprinkles.
Just
a bowl full of sprinkles.
Or just cones. How about sprinkles and cones, but no ice cream?
There you go. You're a genius.
Kids would love it. Kids would love it. That is Steve Segrin. He is joining us tonight here. He joined us in hour number two to talk about songs we never need to hear again. And we're going to continue that conversation for a few more minutes in just a moment. If you missed hours number one or two of the show, please go to civicmedia.us. You can download the podcast. All the shows are cataloged there in podcast form. And if you want to respond to our question of the night, which is, what is your favorite Jim Carrey movie? Let us know. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, or if you're watching the radio on the stream on YouTube, Facebook, or X, you can send us a stream comment there. We've got some stream comments and some texts we'll catch up on in just a few minutes. Right now, let's get back to our guest, Steve Segrin. So, Steve, I wanted to ask you, we talked music a little bit, but I always like your TV suggestions, too, when I see them, or you say on Facebook what you're watching. It's almost like it's a public forum. It's kind of cool. I have to ask you, before I ask you what you've seen, have you seen The Rip? That's that new Netflix movie?
No, I keep scrolling past it. Should I watch it?
I don't know. Here's where I'm at. And I thought it would be, you know, I would love to know what you think after you see it. But the Affleck and Damon thing, I like Matt Damon. I think he's a very natural actor and pretty good. Love the Bourne movies. And Ben Affleck, he's always posing to me, Steve. I don't know how to say this. Like, he's a good director. I like his movies, The Town, Argo. But, like, when he's in a movie, smoking is cool enough. You don't have to, like, make love to the cigarette and pose with it. And I cannot get past that with him. But other than that, I kind of did like The Rip a little bit.
I'm like the opposite. I don't like Matt Damon that much.
Okay.
But Ben Affleck, I didn't like him at first, but then I saw him in that movie where he played George Reeves, this guy that played Superman.
Okay.
And he was really good in that. So I kind of liked him after that. But you're right. He does tend to act.
Yeah. Which, okay, that's the job, but that's what we say, right? We don't want to see him act.
You don't want to see the craft.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that's how I thought about, you know, some actors like... I don't know. I probably shouldn't mention any names, but you could just see when they're doing it. Like, I'm acting. I'm acting. Right. Look at me.
Look at my skill set. Yeah.
Acting over here.
So what movies have you seen, Steve? What are you watching?
Let's see. Well, we got the Academy Awards coming up. I saw Weapons. I think we talked about that last time I was on the show. Weapons I really liked.
We did. And Sommers just saw it, too. And we were going to talk about that earlier, but we did. But you liked it, right?
Oh, yeah. I thought it was great. Yeah, I saw it twice. And I thought Amy Madigan is fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like it took me about a half hour before I realized it was Amy Madigan.
Same.
you know.
I hope Kate Hudson wins, like we talked about, and Amy Madigan wins because they were both.
Oh, definitely, absolutely. Yeah. Might as well go ahead. I'm going to pick Sean Penn's going to win Best Supporting for One Battle After Another.
He was great.
And I bet you Michael B. Jordan is going to win for Sinners for Best Actor.
You just said everyone. I'm not hoping Sean Penn wins. He's already won. I love Delroy Lindo in Sinners too, and there's some other great performances. But Sean Penn was like,
oh jeez,
took chances and
oh yeah,
he was really good. Like I couldn't argue with him.
Really good.
And Michael B. Jordan, like before I went to see Sinners, I thought, oh, this is a gimmick. Whatever, it's going to be all cute. He's playing, but it was so cool.
Really cool. Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. I hope that wins Best Picture, even though I liked One Battle After Another a little bit more as an overall movie. What they did with Sinners was spectacular. It was
really... Oh, yeah. I like the way they tied in music with the whole thing, too. It was pretty cool. It was really cool. Agreed. But the car chase in One Battle After Another is like nothing I've ever seen. It was terrific. Just the way they shot it. Fantastic.
And it was funny because Leo DiCaprio stole that car that made that...
Yeah, I know.
So like one of those little, it's like a baseball card in the spokes or something.
But just the way they shot it, going up and down, and, you know, like a roller coaster, was really cool. But anyway, yeah. So saw that one, and then what else did I see? I saw Hamnet, which is all right.
Still haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's all right. It took me a while to figure out that the main character is William Shakespeare. I'm like, all right, who are you people? About 40 minutes in, I'm like, oh, he's Shakespeare. Oh, I'm an idiot.
I got to see it, yeah.
Yeah, and then, started to watch Blue Moon, but it's kind of unwatchable.
Oh, really?
And unless you want to, I mean, I like Ethan Hawke a lot.
Yeah.
But unless you want to watch him talk in a bar for 2 hours,
Hey, before I let you go, first of all, tell us where people can find your art. Steve is a tremendous artist. Last time he was here, we put some of them on the stream. But check out his work. He does great, just great stuff that is with Southern California as a backdrop, and typically. But it's great stuff. Tell us where we can see it or find it.
You can find it on my website, which is paintingsbystevesegrin.com.
It's great stuff. And one of these days, Steve, when I have some walking around money, I'm going to buy one.
Okay, sure. Cool, man. I'll give you a deal.
You said you give your old pal Petey a discount, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. I give all my friends discounts. So, all right.
Buddy, this is always fun. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And
sure. Thanks for having me, Pete.
We'll talk soon. And
say hi to Toomey for me.
Yeah, we'll do. And I'll tell you all the things off the air that I couldn't tell you on the air. Okay. Steve Segrin, ladies and gentlemen. Always fun. Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
See ya. All right, so we've got, let's catch up. So, Zomers, tell us, we got to read some text, but I want to hear if you could do a quick review of Weapons.
Yeah, Weapons. I would say, in every movie, you know, people say that the camera is a character. In Weapons, that is very true. And the way that it moves differently for each character, because for those who haven't seen Weapons, it's set up in a series of vignettes. Like, it'll have the first 20 minutes, or I don't know how long they are, but the first 20 minutes is from the perspective of one character, and then it's another, and then it's another. And the way, like, every character's approach to the world and how scared they are or aren't really determines, like, what you get to see. You know, is it mostly facing them and you just see what's behind them and you can't see around the corner? Or are they, you know, actually paying attention and facing things? And also, like you guys said, the performances are just crazy. And it's really funny too, which is unsurprising because it was directed by Zach Cregger. I found out after, who was a member of Whitest Kids You Know, a comedy troupe and show that I watched most of at way too young an age, not family friendly, but I was a big fan of it. So it makes sense that I found this movie funny as well.
Yeah, he did Barbarian too. Yeah. And I don't know what made me rent that one night, but that was really good too. I want to say I liked it a little more than I liked Weapons, although Weapons had that cool run, the way the kids put their arms out, and the poster was so creepy.
The poster was very creepy.
Yeah. So check out Weapons. Amy Madigan, as our guest Steve Segrin mentioned, is nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actress, which is pretty cool. This is funny. Okay, I thought this was in regard to our question of the night, which is, what is your favorite Jim Carrey movie, but Scott Tom says, a place where nobody cares to go, Xanadu. That's one of his songs he never needs to hear again. And then Scott continues with a list. He says, what does the fox say? He said he didn't wear shorts until he was 19. And I said, when I grew up in my neighborhood in Chicago, all these kids that thought they were so tough, they did not wear shorts. They would take their shirt off if it was 95 degrees and keep their jeans on and tuck the shirt into the pocket. It was
meanwhile, insane. Here in Wisconsin, if kids think they're cool, they wear shorts in winter.
That's true. But I, honest to God, when I moved to Wisconsin, to northern Wisconsin, I was like, oh my God, people wear shorts. That's so cool. Scott also says, and it was problematic. My kids tell me so every time I reference it. But Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, the first one, probably nailed it. Also, he was pretty good in Lemony Snicket. Oh my God, I forgot about that movie. Scott also says, I heard Blue Moon was like watching a stage play, but pretty cool. I do want to see it. I've heard Ethan Hawke is really good in it. Scott says, and I was rolling in the aisles at two or three scenes during Me, Myself, and Irene, particularly when he was pulling the items out of the trunk of the car. Yeah, that is a great movie. Or not great movie, a funny movie. The set pieces in it are hilarious. Going back to the text line, Eric and Madison in the 608 says, The Truman Show. Monica, also in the 608 in Mount Horeb, says, I loved Ace Ventura, but I was inspired by how much I liked The Truman Show. Would you say Truman Show is our winner tonight?
Oh, Aaron? Definitely. That's gotten so many texts.
Yeah. I really thought Dumb and Dumber was gonna kind of rule, but Truman Show is by far and away. 608 says, The Man on the Moon. Oh, that's Luke and Madison. Okay. The Man on the Moon, he was Andy Kaufman. And you know what? I'm not name-dropping here, Zommers, because you know that Lauren Holly was in my film, The Godfather of Green Bay. She told me on the set that Jim Carrey, she was married to Jim Carrey. She said he got into character by hanging out at biker bars, which is what Andy Kaufman used to do. And she said one night he brought all these bikers from a rowdy biker bar to their home, and she was up reading a book or something in their bedroom. And she goes downstairs, and there's bikers everywhere. And she said it was pretty crazy. So Jim Carrey getting into the role. He is a bizarre guy, too, kind of like Andy Kaufman. That was kind of a no-brainer casting him as Andy Kaufman. TJ in the 920 says, I loved Liar Liar on VHS as a kid. There are so many funny moments and quotable lines in that movie. Yes, there are. And fellow comedians and Nightlight guests, Benvenuti Rudnick, Stephen Leo, Benvenuti Rudnick wrote Liar Liar, had great success with that film. Barb from Waukesha in the 262 says, a tie between Fun with Dick and Jane and Liar Liar. Zommers, did you think when someone put Fun with Dick and Jane earlier, they were referring to a song?
I was uncertain because, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just a common phrase.
Yeah. I meant to address that earlier because I thought at first it was a song, but then I realized, oh, wait a minute. That was a remake and it was a Jim Carrey movie. Thank you, Barb. Jim in Appleton says, the Ace Ventura movies were good. Dumb and Dumber is classic. My favorite is still The Mask. Another vote for The Mask. There are no right or wrong answers, folks. There are only your answers. How are we doing on time, AZ?
Got a minute.
A minute. That's not enough time, but we're going to read this anyway. Tony the Trucker in the 608 says, Pete, met Luke Zahm at a Quick Trip on a sunny Saturday morning. We had coffee and talked for 20 minutes. This is the host of Wisconsin Foodie, who producer Arthur Ersink was talking about, and what a great human being Luke is. He says, Tony the Trucker says, one of the best experiences I've ever had. It was like we were old friends. Great guy. Love hearing stories like that. Keep those Jim Carrey movies coming, folks. Share with us songs you never need to hear again. We're doing it all here on Nightlight. Aaron Zommer's riding shotgun. We are coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network with Mike Toomey.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. And I said, what about
breakfast at Tiffany? She said, I think I remember the bell. Welcome back, folks. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you here on this Wednesday night as we broadcast statewide in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. usually from downtown Green Bay, but from Christmas City, USA, Marinette, Wisconsin, is where we're broadcasting from. And Aaron Zommers, the lovely and talented Aaron Zommers, is in Madison. How's it going down there, Aaron?
Going well, although a little worse now that I just listened to part of Breakfast at Tiffany's.
See, that's... All right, let's bring in our guest, because that laugh you just heard, that was one of the most genuine laughs I've ever heard from my friend, a very funny, talented comedian, and one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show in Chicago, Mr. Mike Toomey, joins us now. Hey, buddy.
You forgot to say genuine laugher.
You have a genuine laugh.
Yes.
You know how it is? We should do that, like, who has the worst fake laugh, you know, because you've been around people like that that try to act like they're having a better time than they are.
Yes.
So we could do a thing in that. But you
or it's uncomfortable.
Great. Yeah.
My favorite is the supportive stand-up comic in the back of the room that goes, ha-ha!
Yeah. Because he wants people to know that's his laugh.
Right. And yeah. The audience isn't laughing, but I got it.
My it's like performative laughing. And my brother-in-law John went to college with a guy. He always used to say whenever the Cosby Show would come on, and then whatever the show was after it, Family Ties or Night Court or something, he would leave the dorm room the door open so that the whole floor could hear him laughing at the Cosby Show, so he could tell, let everybody knew this guy likes the Cosby Show.
It was funny. We had a neighbor who you couldn't tell if he was laughing or crying, because he would just go like, so you're like, so this is funny, or it sounded kind of like a laugh, but he'd be like, I can't believe she left me. Like, is that funny? I don't know.
Mike, do you have a favorite Jim Carrey movie? Where are you at on Jim Carrey? You've been in comedy your whole adult life. Since you were 18, you were one of the...
Yes.
First people, not first people I knew, because I didn't know you then, but like you started earlier than almost anyone I've ever talked to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like Dumb and Dumber a lot, but I think that's as much a Jeff Daniels movie as it is a Jim Carrey movie. The funniest scene in that whole movie is the bathroom scene with Jeff Daniels, I think. Like that brings out genuine laugh. I mean, real out loud kind of laugh. So Dumber, I also like the Cable Guy.
Very funny. Yes, Cable that's guy. A great no yeah. one has mentioned that yet.
Love that.
I think my favorite moment, I mean, Jim Carrey's just funny. He's one of those people, he doesn't even need a script. If he just starts doing stuff, he's funny. Yeah. But when he walks into the bathroom and he's the men's room attendant, and Owen Wilson walks in and has that real deadpan delivery. He just nods at Jim Carrey and goes, "Hey, stretch." Jim Carrey starts wailing out. But I would agree with you on Dumb and Dumber, except I think the scene where they're with Mike Starr, who talked about that once on this show, he's sitting between them in the shaggin' wagon, they called it, the dog truck.
The dog van, yeah.
And they're annoying the crap out of him. And he says, "Can we listen to the radio?" And they start singing Mockingbird, and he's about to kill him. I don't know, but it's such a great movie. Yeah, I'm with you. How you doing tonight, Mike?
I'm doing great. You?
I'm doing well. How are things at the WGN Morning Show? And tell us about your show, kind of a spinoff you do that you were nice enough to ask me to be a guest on. That was so much fun. Where can people see that? Because they don't have to live in Chicago to see that.
Correct. There's an offshoot or satellite of WGN TV called WGN Plus, and it's a TV app. And you can download it on Roku, Apple TV, smart TVs. And if that doesn't work for you, you can go to WGNTV.com/live when the show comes on and watch it that way as well. But it runs every Saturday morning at 10, and then we get a replay at 4 that day, and then Monday night it'll show again at 8 p.m.
Oh, wow. Okay. And you've been doing it now for a couple of years. It's a great show, great format too.
It's going well. We're having fun with it, learning stuff every week. So, you know, it's good. We like
it. All right. That's awesome. Do you have, we're going to talk about probably after the news, we'll get to some really bad songs. We both have songs we don't like, but do you have a song that you might like Steve Segrin and I were just, he said to say hi, by the way, we were just discussing songs we never need to hear again. Do you have any of those?
Well, I mean, that's the same category, right?
Yes and no, because like, I like the song Sweet Caroline, but I don't ever need to hear it again. You know what I mean?
I don't know if I have anything in that, because if I like it, I like hearing it. You know, I have a playlist that I, you know, when I go to gym or whatever, and it is four songs. So I listened.
Four, that's a quick workout.
I only like four.
They're all polkas. It's like
One of them's a jingle from a commercial. No, I don't know if there's anything where I'm like, okay, that's good. I don't have to hear it again. But music to me is like comedy, where if you can look at the words and it makes sense and you like that, I like it better. You know?
Yeah, I like that. Because
there are some pieces of comedy that are more about how things are being said than what actually is being said. I think that holds true for music as well.
Very, that's a great point. And now all I can do is picture you walking around the gym with your headphones singing, "Be a Pepper Dream."
And if I'm there long enough, you'll hear me singing again. If I'm there more than 14 minutes.
A couple extra sets today. Yeah. Mike Toomey is my guest. He is the host, one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show, and a very funny stand-up comedian. We're going to talk about songs we really, truly hate, folks. Everyone has joined in when Steve was here with songs they never need to hear again. You can be part of this discussion as well. Tell us about songs you just flat out hate. And if you still want to tell us your Jim Carrey movie, that's great too. Matt in Eau Claire says, not sure about the title, but that miserable 500 miles tune. I would walk 500 miles. Yeah. That's a great one. Thank you, Matt. And then Dave in Madison says, a big bowl of onions here for the Super Bowl snack. Oh, Mike, Steve said he would put out a snack table at the Super Bowl of the worst snacks ever, just to mess with, like just a big bowl of tuna, no mayo, no crackers, anything like that. So, all right, Mike Toomey is here, folks. We're coming right back after the news, and we're going to talk about songs we hate. This is Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I hate the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder, feel the thunder. Lightning and the thunder. Thunder. Oh, I want something just like this.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you here, folks. Tomorrow night on the show, from the movie Song Sung Blue, Hudson Hensley will be here. And we're doing the popcorn pick of the week with Shannon Simon of Cedar Crest Ice Cream and film critic Devika Gurish. Hope you can join me then. Right now, we are back with Mike Toomey and Aaron Zommers. I need some clarification. What song was that, sir?
That was Something Just Like This by the Chainsmokers and Coldplay. And you could switch it out with any other Chainsmokers song because they've written one song. It goes dum bum 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 ba dum bum 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 in every single one with a slightly different melody and a different singer. And they're all awful. And I hate it. And they never should have been popular. It infuriates me every time I heard one of those on the radio when this band was big. Because, yeah, they wrote one song and then made gajillions of dollars. And the one song is garbage.
You were so thrilled when I picked this category tonight.
Just yeah, because so I could yell about that. The Chainsmokers on the radio.
Brian in the 920 says, aha, Take on Me. Hate the song because the video scares me. Oh, I still love that video.
Yeah, it's that weird cartoony kind of
video, yeah. Right? Yeah. But at the time, Sketched. It was so different and weird and cool. John in Madison in the 608 says, part one here. He says, hey, Peter and Aaron, voting for Dumb and Dumber. Jim and Jeff were both so darn great. Comedy classic in my book. Also, he is amazing in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Good taste. Thank you, John. Mike Toomey is here, folks. He is one of the morning hosts of the WGN Morning Show and a very funny comedian. We're about to talk about songs we hate. Mike.
Yes.
Is there a song that you wish was like never even created because it's that bad?
Yeah, well, yeah, I'll start with number one. I think, you know, I'm gonna check, see, I don't get struck by lightning here, but I think The Little Drummer Boy is not just the worst holiday song, but the worst song ever. First off, where are his parents, you know, during this whole thing? It's the middle of the night, presumably, it's always dark. And he's just playing it's just odd. Where are his parents? Two, he's
following the star through the desert by himself in the dark.
Yeah.
I know. No, that's valid.
How old is this kid? Would your parents let you do that?
But is it the song itself?
Okay.
that you have issue with, or
that,
the fact
that that part.
Yeah.
That just, you get the feeling that's just like a placeholder. Like they're writing the song and they're on a roll. What do we put in that one? We'll just say something there and we'll get back to it. And then they finish the song and they're like, we never put anything in the, what did we say? Bum, 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 bum. And they just used it. Like, it's like that song by Spandau Ballet, where the part, the guy goes, why do I find it hard to write the next line? Like, he put that in there while he was writing the song and never went back. And then when he recorded it, he just like, nah, that's fine.
That's hilarious. I always thought he was referring to their story.
Why do I find, he's like, but when he's writing the song, I can't think, why do I find it? We'll put it in there and then we'll fix it.
And then they say, they kind of do the same thing you just said. They go, ba, 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 ba. They could just let the music play.
Right, right.
What about the Bing Crosby, David Bowie, Little Drummer Boy? Does that raise the level or lower
it? It raises a little bit, but the part that isn't the original part is fine, I guess.
Okay. For me personally, it doesn't raise up Little Drummer Boy so much as it brings down my esteem of those two.
Right. It's the banter is so bad too when they're talking. How are you doing, David? Oh, good, Bing. How are you? And then he's, oh, I'm going crazy. Well, I think everybody is these days.
Yeah. Like,
what is that? Okay.
Pretty little thing, isn't it?
I cut you off, Mike. Sorry, you were on.
I said, pretty little thing, isn't it?
What is that?
Doesn't Bing Crosby say that during the song? Pretty little number or something like that. I don't know.
That was so bad when men used to refer to women as numbers. Oh, she's a cute little number.
A cute little number.
A number? What?
Yeah.
How did that ever start?
I don't know.
All right, so we got Little Drummer Boy.
I'm going to say, okay, two of my songs that I think are ridiculous both take place in Georgia. Okay.
I love this.
One of them is The Night That the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Okay, this story goes, guy comes back from being out of town, and he finds out that everybody is kind of fooling around with his wife. And the guy that's telling him, he gets really mad. And the guy goes, whoa, 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 hold it. Because to tell you the truth, I've been with her myself. That's how he cools him down. Hey, listen, it's not just everybody else. It's me too. So that guy gets killed, right? And when he finds him dead on the floor of his home, the Georgia Patrol is making their rounds. So you know what he did? He fired a shot just to flag him down. Dead guy, shot on your floor. I better get the police over here. So I'm going to start shooting this, pick up this gun and start shooting it so that they'll come and take care of this. And now he's holding the gun that he just fired on the guy's dead. That's the worst piece of songwriting maybe ever.
So he's the voice of reason telling his friend that all these guys have been with his wife, but including it's okay. Himself. With her too.
Tell you the truth, I've been with her myself.
What do you think the point of that line was?
He was just cooling him down, saying, look, it's not just a couple guys. It's everybody. So, relax.
And his friend obviously isn't too bright because he'd be like, oh, really? Oh, okay. Oh, cool. Yeah, okay. I get it.
I get you.
I never knew. I had no idea what that song was about, Mike. I had no idea.
But Vicki Lawrence, who's singing the song, no spoiler alert, she was the one who killed Andy. He killed her.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? Spoiler alert. Whatever. How old is that song?
It's 19, maybe 74, or something like that.
People have had enough time.
Stuck with me. It's stuck in my craw, Pete. Here's the other one from Georgia. Devil Went Down to Georgia. I happen to like the song. I think it's cool. But in this song, we learn that the devil has integrity.
Oh, really?
Because, well, come on. He bets, I'll bet a fiddle of gold against your soul that says I'm better than you. And he says to the kid, I bet you didn't know, but I'm a fiddle player too. Like, in case he didn't know that the devil was gifted with the violin. He's telling him, the devil.
Wow.
Okay. So he bets the fiddle of gold against his soul. And this Johnny clearly defeats the devil. The devil bowed his head because he knew that he'd been beaten. He laid that golden fiddle on the ground at Johnny's feet. So, why wouldn't the devil just go, screw you, I'm not giving you the fiddle, and the devil.
Gonna smite you.
What? Why would the devil so that means there's people in the world worse than the devil. Right. Because not everybody would give him the fiddle that he promised. You get what I'm saying?
I love that.
Yeah.
That's a deep dive. Hey, Aaron, we have some of that song, don't we?
The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
Yeah.
And I don't dislike the song.
Yeah, you're right. This part's great.
Yeah.
All right, let's hear some lyrics.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal. When he came across this young man sawing on a fiddle and playing it hot, and the devil jumped up on a hickory stump and said, "Boy, let me tell you what. I guess you didn't know it, but I'm a fiddle player too. And if you'd care to take a dare, I'll make a bet with you. Now you play pretty good fiddle, boy, but give the devil his due. I bet a fiddle of gold against your soul, because I think I'm better than you." The boy said, "My name's Johnny, and it might be a sin, but I'll take your bet, you're gonna regret, because I'm the best as ever been. Johnny, rosin up your bow and play your fiddle hard, because yeah. Hell's broke loose in Georgia, and the devil deals
when the devil loses, and he sets up the contest. He loses, and then he makes good on it.
Yeah, that is kind
of
weird.
That's what the devil would do.
Right, and you said that there are people who are worse than the devil, and I think Johnny is one of them. And he's super, you know, he's certainly committing the sin of, I can't think, like, he's overzealous. He's full of himself. It's pride. He's like, you know, I'm the best there's ever been.
Right.
And then the devil says early on, and I'm way behind. In what?
He was in a bind. He was way behind. He had to catch up on souls.
Oh.
Yeah, like he collects souls. He was falling behind. You know, he's doing other stuff.
And he says, make a deal. Like, you're right. The devil would make a deal. He would just.
He might offer you a deal and then say, "I'm not honoring it. I'm the devil."
And he wouldn't challenge anybody to a fiddle off if he knew he was. Yeah, that's weird.
Right.
All right. Excellent use of our geography, Mike, with the Georgia.
Yes.
Dual Georgia tunes. I did notice that.
How about this? Are you a fan of David Gates and Bread?
I didn't know David Gates. I know Bread, certainly, yeah.
David Gates is the lead singer of Bread. And like so many groups, he branched off and just was David Gates. He did a song called Diary, okay?
Okay.
And this chode in this story starts with, "I found her diary underneath the tree and started reading about me." She leaves it under a tree for whatever reason. Yeah, if you don't want your diary, I'm just going to leave it here under this tree. Hoping that it doesn't rain, if nothing else. And the guy says, "Well, I guess I'll just read some chapters about me." And he picks it up. Now, in the course of reading her diary, he says, "The words that she'd written took me by surprise. I'd never read them in her eyes." So in other words, she's saying all this great stuff about me, but I can't see that when I look at her. Well, gee, maybe she's not writing about you. And it turns out, the end of the story, she's not. She's not reading about him. Idiot.
Do you have any of that, Zomers?
"I found her diary underneath the tree."
Okay.
"And started reading about me. The words she'd written took me by surprise. You'd never read them in her eyes. Said that she had found the love she'd waited for."
Wow, that's heartbreaking.
"Wouldn't you know it? She wouldn't show it."
Okay. She wouldn't show it because it's not for you.
It's kind of heartbreaking.
Idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a jerk. He picks up the diary and starts reading it. Granted, you don't leave it under a tree, but that's just so weird.
Yeah, it's like,
I'll see what, I'm going to start reading about me in this diary.
Where did I leave my diary?
I think I saw one out under a tree. Is that one yours?
Yeah, is that your diary?
Mine is the one that, yeah, I think I left it under the tree.
Oh, that's funny. All right, that's four.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. Pina Colada song, Rupert Holmes. Okay. This is just a song about a guy who wants to cheat on his wife. That's the whole song. And he's looking for the listener to think, yeah, that sounds good. You know, he puts an ad in the paper
for a girl,
know, personal ad, you know, and someone answers the ad and they set up a meeting. "Let's meet at this bar." And he's waiting. And the person who walks into the bar is his wife. Oh. And the lyrics follow. And we laughed for a moment when they both discovered they were going to cheat. And she said, and he said, "Oh, it's you."
That's in the song?
Yeah.
I had no idea. I don't think I ever listened to lyrics like when I was a kid. I just thought that was a catchy tune.
Mm-hmm.
So the, both people, it's like a sting operation. It's not a sting operation.
And I said, oh, it's you. we were just going to cheat on each other. That is the funniest moment. I never knew that you liked all that stuff that you said in the ad. It's terrible.
You know, you have to like pretend that you knew it was her at that point. Gotcha.
Right. It's stupid. But they both like all these things in the chorus.
Right. We are coming right back. We'll have a couple more minutes with our pal Mike Toomey. We're talking about songs we hate. And I've got a great one. I don't know if Mike will see this coming, but we're coming right back on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Kid, where are your parents?
Where's his parents? I was excommunicated during the commercial break.
This is Pete Schwabba in Nightlight. That, of course, is the little drummer boy. Mike Toomey is my guest. He is one of the hosts of the WGN Morning Show in Chicago and a very funny comedian. We're talking about songs we hate. And in Mike's case, nobody breaks a song down better than him or does a deep dive into it. We have a phone call. Rick from Waukesha is on the line. He wants to share a song, too. Hey, Rick, how are you?
Hey. Hey, Pete. You reminded me of, you know, they had this thing called the One Hit Wonders.
Oh, sure.
And I think it was this one. I was in grade school, and my brother was in high school, and he was performing with a group that was doing quite well. And he took me. It was a buck to get in this gym. And Question Mark and the Mysterians. He had a
song.
That
was the name of the band?
No, that was the band.
Yeah.
That was the name of the group.
That was the band. Gotcha. And the song was "I Cried 96 Tears."
Yeah.
And in the hour and little more of the performance, they sang three songs. And one was "I Cried 96 Tears." They took three breaks, and they played the song before the break, and then when they come back. And they opened the performance with the song. I mean, of over an hour of that song. And it was like played a lot on the radio. And I don't know if they disappeared in the nowhere land or whatever happened to them. But it was Question Mark and the Mysterians. And they left you with a lot of questions.
Somebody took them out behind the school and beat them senseless for playing the same song over. Rick, thank you very much for the call tonight, buddy.
I think the Riddler produced a lot of their music.
The
Riddler.
As played by Jim Carrey in Batman Forever.
Yes, yes.
Yes. We've got another text from Matt in Eau Claire says, making love in my Chevy van. At the end of the tune, he boots her out of the van in the middle of a dirt road with no shoes. Sheesh.
And that was all right with him.
That's all right. That's a terrible song. All right, here's my song that's funny. Mike and I used to work the road doing stand-up together, and sometimes these songs would come on and we'd crack up. Aaron, play that one that I picked out for Mike.
Come back again.
Sing if you want, Mike.
I want you to stay next time.
See, this is all fine.
Is it though?
It's okay.
Oh, sometimes the world ain't kind.
Okay.
When people get lost like you and me. I just made a friend.
You're my friend, Mike. That's why I loved when this song came out. We were friends.
From out of this world.
All right, that's good. Okay, so Mike, tell us your favorite line in the whole song.
Home's the most excellent place of all.
So bad.
home is the most excellent place of all.
It's so mailed in.
Anywhere.
Most excellent place? Like, is this Wayne's World? Or were you being lazy? Like, I cannot stand that. Like, last night we did this thing with the Dr. Pepper, you know, the old Be a Pepper commercial. And then the new one where a woman, supposedly, it's unverified, but got paid $2 million for the song, Dr. Pepper, baby. And then that's it. And then the lyric after it is, it's nice and good. It's nice and good. I was furious. I'm like, are you serious? That's the worst jingle I've ever heard. Like, I like the beginning, but I hate lazy songwriting. And Neil Diamond did it in Heartlight. Home's the most excellent place.
All right. How about this one?
Okay.
On the same note. Kenny Rogers, She Believes in Me. Do you remember that one part of the song? I think we're in like a store and it was like playing overhead. And all of a sudden, neither of us were talking.
Yes.
In that one part. And what does Kenny say there?
God, our love is true.
Isn't that the best? God, our love is true.
But one time we were in a store and that song was on and we heard it and we were in separate aisles and I'm cracking up. I'm like, oh, where's Mike? And I turned the aisle and you turned in the aisle right as he said that song. And we both said, God, our love is true with Kenny. It was one of the most serendipitous fun moments of my life. That was so great. Hey, this was fun, Mike. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for
this was a ton of fun.
Yeah, we'll keep working on that list too. But you need to get some rest. You got to get up bright and early, right?
I'll be asleep in 8 minutes.
Okay, with visions of Heartlight in your soul, I'm sure.
I'll sing that song to myself as I'm falling asleep. Bed is the most excellent place, but it's in my home, so technically that is still.
They both work. Thank you, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All right, see ya.
All right, Mike, to me, ladies and gentlemen, you got it. So we heard a lot of bad music tonight, Summers.
Yeah, we heard a lot of bad music.
Do I need to apologize?
No.
Okay.
You know, I feel like the average radio station probably plays a lot of bad music.
They play these songs. Exactly. How are we doing on text? Did we get through our text line for the most part?
I believe so.
I think we have to go Nick and Marshall, Bruce Almighty, Liar Liar, and The Grinch. Okay. And then we've got Matt in Eau Claire says, hey, Pete, not a feature-length film, but Fire Marshal Bill never disappoints, the famous Jim Carrey skit. He says, Achy Breaky Heart is one of his songs. Freebird, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights. I forgot about that one. Anything by Garth Brooks, to quote the great Kris Kristofferson, the guy did for country music what pantyhose did for finger sandwiches. Did I just read something inappropriate, Zomers? I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. I don't understand it either.
Finger sandwiches is just funny, though. He says, I didn't have service for the sweetheart candy question, but you be kitty and another that say me peep. If we didn't get to your text, we'll read them again tomorrow night, folks. My thanks to Aaron Zomers. Tune in tomorrow night. Hudson Henley will be here from Song Song Blue. Thank you to Steve Seeger and Mike Toomey and Arthur Ersink. Thanks for all your texts and calls. Always a fun time here at Nightlight. Thank you, Zomers. I will see you tomorrow night, my friend. Good night, Wisconsin.
Hopefully with some better music.
It's a bad one, too. Closing. Comes from some other beginning's
end. The national news cycle never stops. But it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.